This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rodney Thomas, member of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors. Senor Thomas, how are you this afternoon?
Fantastic, Jay. How are you doing?
Well, we're good. And, the cool thing for us folks in the media is when there's all this, as much as you guys are doing all that hard work, it gives us something to talk about.
That's true.
Well, tell me.
We've had a lot to talk about also.
Yeah. Well, tell me this, Supervisor Thomas, just what was the thought process for you personally and then your other colleagues that vote along with you to stay at 74.2?
Well, that was our goal to start it with, was to build the budget on the 74.2. And see where it went. It was a starting point, so to speak, when we asked for it to be created like that.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like there was enough enough fat meat, so to speak, involved in the county budget that we could creep a little bit of it out without hurting what we've got going on, as we moved along through it. Well, it got pretty deep and it got pretty hard, and of course down the stretch. It was pretty nerve-wracking because education is all of our hearts. I mean, I grew up here, and I've watched education improve over the years and get better and better and better. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we have to take care of these children and educate them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to the point that the school board, the state, had cut another millions of dollars out of the budget, I was sweating bullets trying to figure out, what is this old heart of mine going to do? Your heart says, you need to help the schools and support the teachers. You want the money to go to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what we were saying all along. But the last 2 days was a situation that my mind was wandering. I had made promises. I was not going to raise your tax burden.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to admit, I was teeter-tottering a little bit, Jay, because it had gotten pretty rough with the schools not having enough money. And somebody upstairs, and you know who that is, that
mm-hmm.
person always looks out for us, and he reached down and touched everything and made it better.
All right.
And I thank my stars that happened, because then we were able to stay with our 74.2, and therefore the schools came back to a $400,000 shortage.
Okay, we're talking with Rodney Thomas. He is the member of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors. And again, Roddy, appreciate your candor on the process, because we know it wasn't easy. So let me ask you this. Had you heard from a lot of constituents that really felt like, especially in the Ryle District, but just in the county in general, like you said, you've lived here a long time, you know a lot of people, that they really felt like, despite anything you had said already, that they really didn't want their taxes to be raised?
Yeah, I had a lot of emails and phone calls from constituents, Alamo County residents, strangers I've never met them before, friends that I've known all my life calling me up, and some of them would say they wanted the taxes raised to support education, and then that was probably the largest majority of the people that called me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like the meeting that on March 3rd when all of the school people showed up. And I don't mean to classify them as just school people. They're human beings just like all of us are. They're good people, and they have their hearts where it should be. Raise my taxes to take care of it. Well, Jay, there's a lot of, and I'm using a percentage, I don't know exactly if it's correct or anywhere close, but it's probably a percentage of about 40% of the people that cannot afford a tax increase. And I don't care if it was only a $90 a year increase. A lot of people are right on the edge of the cliff, and it only takes a little bump to knock them off.
Mm.
So those people came into my mind, and of course, there is a place they can go if they can't pay their taxes. It's called tax relief.
Mm.
But there was so many of them that, and I got so many calls and phone emails from people that said, please don't raise my taxes. I've already lost a third of my wages. I've lost all of my 401k. I have nothing to live on if I retire. And I had a lot of calls like that, too. So that kind of... It bared down on my thoughts of what we need to do in Alamo County.
Yeah.
So it was not easy, Jay. I hope that we've done the right thing, and I will say this. When I walked away from the table yesterday, once the school had gotten some more money from the state, I felt we had done the right thing.
Yeah, we're talking with Rodney Thomas. He is a member of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors for representing the Rio District and talking with us, and we appreciate it at 424 here on Charlottesville right now. I'm wondering, Rodney, if you can shed some light from a perspective on this issue, which is the assessments themselves from whence a good portion of the revenues come. We've had some people tell us, you know, hey, assessments are going up, so this is, you know, they can get away with keeping the tax rate where it is. And then we've had other people say, no, most people are being assessed about 3% lower, so this actually might be sort of synonymous with a cut, a tax cut. So are you guys able to really differentiate who's right on that issue? And
it... Well, it is a tax cut on the burden. It averaged all the savings average 3.2%, I believe, mm-hmm. per property owner
yeah.
for their real estate tax. So everybody that's got property pays real estate tax is gonna receive a lower tax bill.
Okay.
And it's they averaged it out, and I just said it a while ago. They've been saying it's an average of $90 per household per year that they'll save.
Okay, and I don't think you're going to find too many people that are going to argue with saving money.
I know that was the key. You know, I think it's time for us to slow down the spending and get a handle on the spending. You know, Jay, when we had the real estate tax up so high and the appraisals up high too, also, you know, it never came back to an equalization rate. The burden went up. Well, during that period of time, you know, you got pockets full of jingles, so you spend it all. Mm. And I regret that we did not put some of it away for a rainy day fund at that time.
Okay.
And then during that period of time, lots of programs were put in place. Lots of extra little monies were spent for things one-time shots. Well, now we don't have that money. So, you know, we have to cut back. And the spending is our goal. The rest of this year, we're going to still try to end up going to a zero-based budget. We're going to work towards that even harder because we feel like next year may be another repeat. But we also are working for a sustainable budget, Jay.
Yeah, long-term thinking.
It's not just a one-stop shop, a one-cut fix. It's a sustainable budget.
Yeah.
And I think the only way we can do that is to keep our spending down.
We're talking with Rodney Thomas in our last couple of minutes. He's been kind enough to join us. He's a member of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors. The tax rate is 74.2 cents per $100 of assessed value. And we're going through a few things here. At 427. Before I let you go, Rodney, and we'll talk to one of your colleagues a little bit later on, and Malik a little later on in our program, but
sure.
We do know that she and Dennis Rooker voted against keeping this rate where it is. Now, that I don't want to put words in their mouth and say that they wanted it higher or lower. We just know they voted against this current rate. So I know you guys, you probably had some intense conversations and dialogues about this, but do you have kind of an inkling of what the reasoning that they disagreed with you, with your point of view, and maybe Mr. Snow's point of view on this?
I think the only point that I would bring up, but let me say something before I move any further.
Okay.
I would like to thank Ronnie Price and the school board for their hard work in getting where they got to, because I know it was harder on them probably than it was on us as Board of Supervisor members.
Mm.
But anyway, getting back to the other part of it, you know, it's... I don't know if I have a whole lot to say about that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a difference in there, and we all had the county, and we had that was in all of our hearts. Everybody was sincere. The only thing that probably stands out in my mind would be that we have all of us have regrets because we didn't put any money back into the into the CIPs.
Mm, okay.
And that's a regret I have. But, you know, right now is capital improvements. Right now is not the time that we have. We don't have the money to do it.
Yeah.
So if that's one thing. If we have it on a five-year moratorium or a delay 5 years, let's build that thing up. Let's build that monies back up over that five-year period and get it back where we need for it to be. And I think we can do that.
All right. Rodney Thomas from the Rio District. Thank you for spending some time with us, Rodney. I know people really appreciate you opening up and just being honest with them, which you've been since the very beginning. And
thanks, Jay.
Appreciate that. So, hey, thanks for your work, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future, my friend.
Same here.
All right.
See you later.
Take care. All right, that's Rodney Thomas the Alamo County Board of Supervisors.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.